From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened Monday to impose new tariffs on Chinese goods, prompting a swift warning from Beijing of retaliation. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
An angry Donald Trump escalated the trade fight with Beijing late Monday. He's now threatening to slap his largest tariffs yet on Chinese goods to the tune of $200 billion worth of products. In a statement, Trump said he told the U.S. trade representative to start identifying targets for what would be a 10% tax. He's calling the move retaliation. Last week, after Trump pushed ahead with a separate $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods, Beijing then matched them with its own $50 billion.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Tuesday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un began a two-day visit to Beijing. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
Kim Jong-un's visit to Beijing was expected and is one way for China to highlight its crucial role in U.S. efforts to get North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. The United States has long looked to China to use its influence with North Korea to bring it to negotiations. But the visit comes as ties between Beijing and Washington are being tested by a major trade dispute. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
An audio recording that appears to capture the heartbreaking voices of small Spanish-speaking children calling out for their parents at a U.S. immigration facility took the center stage Monday in the growing uproar over the Trump administration's policy of separating immigrant children from their parents. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said she had not heard the audio, but said children taken into custody by the government are being treated humanely. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Saudi-backed government forces in Yemen mounted a fierce assault on the airport in the rebel-held city of Hodeidah Tuesday. The UAE Minister of State Foreign Affairs urged Houthi rebels to withdraw Monday.
We're sending a very clear signal to the Houthis and others that, you need to pull out because, your days in the city are numbered, and we need to, as much as possible to save the population.
Witnesses say the offensive was accompanied by intense air raids that pounded Houthi positions on the airport compound. Last week, the Saudi-led coalition launched air and missile strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in an attempt to oust the rebels who have controlled Hodeidah for the last 2 years. Japan's government has ordered an emergency inspection of cinder block walls at schools nationwide a day after an earthquake in Osaka killed 5 people, 2 of whom were crushed by falling walls. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
Concrete walls made of stacked cinder blocks are a known risk in earthquakes, but the danger has been largely ignored, even though the current building codes call for walls built before 1981 to be upgraded. Japan introduced stricter quake-resistant standards in 1981 after cinder block walls caused 11 of 16 deaths in a 1978 quake in northern Japan. Japanese schools have largely upgraded the safety of classrooms and other buildings to meet current anti-quake standards, but many of the old cinder block walls have been left untouched. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Activists from Amnesty International Thailand gathered in front of Bangkwang Prison north of Bangkok on Tuesday following the country's first execution in 9 years.
Of course, we're surprised by the decision of Thai government because it's been 9 years and it's almost 10 years. It's been a good development, especially Thai government have human rights national plan to abolish death penalty.
Therizak Longzhi was executed by injection on Monday after being convicted of aggravated murder for stabbing his 17-year-old victim 24 times to take his mobile phone. The brutal killing, which took place in 2012, drew widespread anger in Thai society, and Therizak's conviction was upheld in the appeal and Supreme Courts. The European Union will agree next week to look into setting up regional disembarkation platforms to decide on asylum requests before claimants actually get to Europe, according to a document seen by Reuters News. South Sudan President Salva Kiir will meet his rival Riek Machar in Addis Ababa Wednesday as part of talks to try and negotiate an end to the 5-year civil war. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.